Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tolo sent me this update. The Daily Beast, legitimate, blue check mark.
Yes.
Verified.
It's got a blue check mark. It's legit.
They mean something on Twitter. If you have a blue check mark, you mean something Twitter.
Eight people have been arrested in Oklahoma City for allegedly trafficking a 15-year-old Texas girl. This was the girl who was abducted at a Mavs game last month when she left her father to go and use the bathroom. Go and look at the characters in these mugshots of these eight people who apparently abducted this girl. She was found 10 days later after naked pictures were discovered. Just an ugly. This story was so unbelievable when it first came out. I was hesitant to talk about it because I didn't know if it was real. It sounded like something that would be an exaggeration for a movie. You know, it sounded so crazy. I was like, what do you mean there was an abduction out of the AAC where the 15-year-old was sex trafficking? And now you have pictures of eight people who are apparently guilty. So that's an update on this from the Daily Beast.
Man, it's great that they found, you know, the eight people. This is so scary, though. I mean, you imagine going to the game with your child and all of a sudden they don't come back from the bathroom. You know, it's like, you know, and you know, 15 years old, you know, you feel comfortable, I think, go let them go to the bathroom by themselves.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they don't come back. I mean, that's just, I can't even imagine.
I mean, I have two daughters and my oldest is 12. She's almost 13. She acts like she's 23, but still, I mean, I obviously, if we're at a Mavs game, Cowboy Stars, any game, and she wants to go to the restroom, yeah, you can go to the restroom. I'm not thinking, oh, wow, she's going to be abducted and then held captive in Oklahoma City hotel room.
Apparently, the family made pleas to the Dallas Police Department, and authorities refused to investigate the case, citing Texas family code laws, which considers missing juveniles to be runaways unless there are circumstances which appear as involuntary, such as kidnapping or abduction. The girl's father said, my daughter was missing in Dallas. This is a Dallas case, but they refused to open a case for her. Wow. So how was she found then? Apparently, it was the assistance of TXCTI, Texas Counter Trafficking Initiative, a nonprofit that was able to track down nude images of the girl on a prostitution website.
Yikes.
Is that true? The Dallas Police Department did not get involved in this, and it had to be a nonprofit organization that helped track her down. This is insane.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, you would think that, yeah, there's absolutely the runaway aspect of it, but don't you look for runaways? Do we not look for runaways either? Is that what they're trying to say? That doesn't make any sense.
And then people are saying, how does she just get taken out of the AAC? I mean, I don't know. I imagine there's not every kid would be kicking and screaming like that. It would like be thrown. They would throw her over the shoulder. Maybe you can coerce in different ways. You get towards the exit doors and then you just go ahead and you run outside. I don't know. Where's the camera footage? Where's the AAC viewpoints on this and the different angles?
Yeah, I mean, there's various things. Maybe I just watch way too much Dateline and Forensic Files, and I hear these stories of unfortunate abductions and kidnappings. But, you know, you just tell someone, hey, your dad, who I just saw you with, said you need to meet him outside. In fact, I'll escort you outside. I mean, it could be something as simple as that. But, yeah, the whole thing with the Dallas Police Department, the fact that the father actually had to go to their hometown police department in North Richland Hills, who, by the way, should be applauded for helping getting this ball rolled, that says a lot about the DPD.
Yeah, what's y'all's rules in terms of, all right, go play. Okay, in the mall, you can go to this store, meet me back at the food court. What are the different rules? Airport, okay, go to the bathroom, come back to the terminal. What are the age rules?
I haven't gotten, I mean, my kids go outside and play all the time. They do what they want. They ride their bikes everywhere. They go...
Oh, they do what they want with you.
Well, even with Janet, they ride their bikes wherever. They don't like they live on a kind of a major road, so they don't go too far across the road. But you know, at an airport, I would probably go to the bathroom with them. At a ball game, I would. Now they're 12 and 9, so it's a little different than Troy's, who's 15.
15, and then like I said, 12 and 8. And so if they're going to play, they play in a cul-de-sac. We live in the kind of neighborhood that you know you can get into a golf cart and you ride around and stuff like that. So they'll do things like that. And then as far as like airports and stuff, you know, they haven't really experienced that, Sean. And then you mentioned a mall. I don't even think my kids know what a mall is.
Yeah, my kid.
They don't go to malls.
They have,
why?
My kids have definitely not been to a mall since. Maybe when they go, maybe like the Easter Bunny one year.
Yeah. When I forced them to go take a picture with Santa, that's it.
Because you don't go to a mall. But do you go to malls?
I don't. A mall is a place where kids can go and burn time for 4 hours going to different shops, going to the movie, going to the food court, eating lunch. You can just walk around in a circle going from store to store, people watching.
Oh, no, it's not, Sean.
If I'd have had a family, I would go people watch at a mall all the time.
No, malls are no longer like that. Mall security, mall personnel, if they see a group of four or more children, immediately go up to them.
What?
Where are your parents? What are you doing
kids,
here by yourself?
You're telling me kids don't hang out at the mall anymore?
Not as much as they used to. They have shut that down a lot.
It's like a free it's a free 4 hours. Walk around the different stores and go in and look.
Mall rats, man. I mean my kids, I could not tell you the last time they've been in a mall. I could tell you the last time I've been in a mall. Everything I buy is online now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.